In Northwest news from KPLU, the contract game has begun for two of the Seahawks' best players. Running back Marshawn Lynch is hinting at retirement. Quarterback Russell Wilson is poised for a big payoff. Sports commentator Art Thiel tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick that the salary cap will be a factor in both players' negotiations.
Art, let's have you summarize what's going on with both of these key players, starting with Marshawn Lynch.
Seahawks general manager John Schneider went on the air this week on Sports Talk Radio, and he made it clear that the Seahawks really want Marshawn back. And that is in contradiction to rumors during the regular season that the Seahawks were fed up with his act. No, they're not. And they also wanted to get that clear to the public, and it kind of puts pressure on Marshawn because he's in position to be a little bit of a bad guy if he resists or does not make a deal to return. His only leverage is retirement. So he has made it clear to Schneider that Marshawn is thinking about retirement. I don't think that's serious. I think it's a negotiating ploy. I do think that Marshawn has had a great toll exacted on his body from the way he runs. I think that Marshawn has only a year or two left at that level. But I also think that the Seahawks are rumored to be thinking about increasing his salary from the scheduled $5 million in the fourth and final year of the contract to at least $10 million. So the test is not the amount of money. The test is going to be the length of the contract. Can the Seahawks afford to pay Marshawn beyond this coming season in 2015 and 2016? Marshawn would like to have guaranteed quite a ways out.
And they have another delicate dance to do with quarterback Russell Wilson.
Right. Russell is a little different because he's 3 years younger than Marshawn and has, in his position, a likelihood of a much longer playing career. The Seahawks want to get him signed for as long as possible to secure their future and build around him accordingly. The difference is that I think Russell Wilson is much more willing to do something that would be team-friendly relative to the salary cap. The salary cap this year for the Seahawks, they have $23 million under the cap to play with. Some of that's going to go to Russell, some of it's going to go to Lynch, and some of it's going to go to their other players. And what's left over might go to a free agent hire from another team. So they want to try to see if they can get Marshawn to sign up first to let them know what kind of flexibility they have for Russell.
So how do you think these negotiations will end up?
Well, I think Russell is a very smart guy. I think he's on the same page with the team about trying to make a deal that allows the Seahawks enough flexibility to make other deals for players that will help improve the Seahawks' chances to get back to the Super Bowl. I don't think he's going to be foolish because he's been underpaid for these first 3 years. He, I think, only got $600,000 this last season. He's about to get at least $20 million and maybe even more, but the structure of the contract is important because if they can keep the salary cap hit low in 2015, their chances to get back to the Super Bowl are increased. Now, as far as Marshawn goes, I think what's going to happen is the Seahawks are going to make an offer. Marshawn is going to say, I want more years. And after that, I have no idea. I think anyone who has wagered money on predicting Marshawn's words or deeds, any of his actions, is a poor person. So I'm not going to bet on it. I just think for the 12's sake that it would be a great thing if both of them get done. I'm going to guess that Wilson will be done, and I'm a little less certain about Marshawn, but I think at the end, and it may be until August before we find out, the deal will get done.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.